Water baptism and the gospel are two different things. They're not the same. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today's video, guys, I'm excited. I'm excited because so many people ask this kind of question. It's all about water baptism and the gospel. So let's get into the question. My question is in regards to Bible verses such as Acts chapter 22 and verse 16 and Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. I'm just going to pause for a second. We've already made a video about the word repent, and it involved Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. So today's answer is going to focus on Acts 22, 16. Let's get back to the question. Acts 22, 16 and Acts 2, 38, that seems to suggest a person has to be water baptized to go to heaven. I believe that a person does not have to be water baptized to go to heaven because of incidents like the thief on the cross. However, how do I explain these verses to others when I'm trying to tell them all they have to do is believe in Jesus? And verses such as these arise when having a conversation. I love this. Here's why I love this, because the person who writes in this question is the person who's interested in winning souls. I mean, specifically when they say, I'm trying to get a person to believe on Jesus and him alone, and then they bring up a verse like this, and it says what it says. How do I get over that? Well, it's an excellent question, and I think there's a really, really clear answer. What we're going to go over today, it's going to be a little bit in-depth, but I want you to follow me, is we're going to go exactly by how this verse in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16 was said. Okay, it's very important to understand exactly what's coming about when we look at the context, because it helps us inform, why did he say that? Why did Paul say that? So in looking at that, we need to understand that Paul here, he's talking to a group at the temple. He's just been arrested, okay? And as a part of this, people are in a riot, they're upset, and Paul is recounting his salvation experience back to Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 18. And the people are hearing about this, and let me tell you, it was no small thing about Jesus Christ. People knew who Jesus was. They knew that people were getting baptized and that was a sign that they're no longer under Judaism. Now they're Christians. So Paul is speaking to an audience of people that know exactly what he's talking about. That's why they were upset. By the way, if this is your first time here on Bible Line, we're so glad to have you. Make sure that you subscribe and then hit the little notification bell so every time that we go live or post a video, you get notified. Also, make sure to like, comment, and share the video because this really helps us be introduced to new people on the platform. If you have a Bible question, and I know a lot of you do, don't be scared to send it in. Questions@BibleLineMinistries.org is the email address that you can use. We'll get that. We'll do the best we can to give you an answer and even try to make a video just like this one. So, understanding the context here, you got a bunch of upset Jews. Paul is giving his testimony. And he makes that claim in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16 about washing away his sin. I believe this is talking as a symbol. It has to be, because there are other very, very clear places in Scripture, even from the Apostle Paul himself, that speak about what is required for salvation. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21 is one of those places. Now, Paul didn't write this. Peter did, but it says here, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." So what is being said there is the baptism is talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit that occurs when a person believes, just like Jesus taught in John chapter 7 in verses 38 and 39 there. So it's we can't be talking about water baptism. It's a picture. We do that in good conscience to God as it's a part of our testimony, but not a part of our salvation. But the washing and putting away of the filth of the flesh does not equal salvation. But still, why then does Paul say what he said in Acts 22:16? Again, I believe he's saying that as a symbol. He's using it as a symbol. Because if you think about it, when people put their faith in Christ, they were water baptized. And that was a big event. And there were a lot of people that gathered at the baptisms. So it drew a lot of attention. And of course, the Judaizers, or the Jews, who were upset about that, knew exactly what Paul meant when he said it. But there's stronger evidence too. Peter and Paul spoke the same gospel. If you look in Galatians chapter 2, verses 7 through 10, You can see that. They had the right hand of fellowship. So it wasn't Paul was teaching one gospel and the church in Jerusalem was teaching another gospel. No, they were unified. And we see in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16 that justification occurs by faith in Jesus Christ, not by any works of the law. So we have more and more proof stacking up here that salvation comes by faith alone and that water baptism is merely a picture of what has already been completed. I want you to take special note to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 22 where it says, "But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." Has nothing to do with water baptism there. The promise being grafted into that promise which was given to Abraham is you are put into that by faith in Jesus Christ and in him alone. Romans chapter 4 and verse 5 is also very clear. "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith," not his baptism, "his faith is counted for righteousness." Now, I want you to hang tight for this one. This is where the power is, okay? Because the Apostle Paul, who's making this claim in Acts 22, verse 16, again, I believe is a symbol, he speaks really clearly about baptism in 1 Corinthians. We're going to look at these verses here. I want you to, if you have your Bible, open it and find it with me. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. "I thank God," this is Paul talking here, "that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Here is exactly what this verse says. "And to the people that believe you have to be water baptized to be saved, you have to look at this verse where Paul says very clearly, there is a separation. Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Water baptism and the gospel are two different things. They're not the same. This is what we can see in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 4. There's no mention of water baptism there. So we now know for sure when Paul was talking in Acts 22, 16, he was using that as a symbol of what had already happened when he believed on the road to Damascus. His baptism later did nothing but confirm to the world that he had in fact believed on Jesus Christ for eternal life. They're separate. I get excited about stuff like this, not because it's like, oh, we got the big gotcha card, you know, but no, it's just the scripture's so clear. Let me just say this for those of you who are still here. I pray all the time that I am in correct interpretation of the scripture. Okay, I don't want to miss heaven because I didn't rightly divide the word of truth. And I have seen over and over and over, especially in situations like this, where the Bible speaks clearly regarding salvation by being faith alone in Christ alone. And I encourage people that come to our church, that come into our ministry, having been water baptized since you've understood the gospel, if they say no, we schedule a baptism and go get them baptized. But I don't freak out in that moment and say, oh my goodness, you're not saved. That's not what the Bible teaches. They're saved the moment that they place their trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. So when someone brings up water baptism for salvation, shift it back to the age-old argument, is our salvation by works or is our salvation by grace? It cannot be both. If it's by works, then baptism saves, and the scripture should be able to prove that. There are no contradictions in the scripture, and 1 Corinthians 1, 14 through 17, it colors what was said in Acts 22, 16 by the same person. Lovingly win them to the truth and get them to realize salvation is by simply believing on what Jesus Christ did for their sins. I hope that makes sense. I love making videos like this because it's just real powerful and real strong. And for those of you who are trying to win souls out there, keep going. Don't stop. Learn, grow, get educated, and go out there and reach people in love. All right, until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.